E-Verify. It's a government program allowing employers to double-check the legal status of any federal worker. It's also the subject of one of a trio of new bills in the Pennsylvania State House aimed at tightening immigration policy statewide. Details from WHYY's Laura Benchoff.
Butler County State Representative Daryl Metcalf prefaced his bill, which would require all employers in Pennsylvania to use E-Verify, with some tough talk on immigration.
We need to do what we can here in Pennsylvania to stem that tide of illegal aliens that are coming into Pennsylvania in search of jobs, in search of benefits, and some of them in search of ways to harm American citizens.
E-Verify lets employers check the identification papers of job seekers against federal databases. Republican Metcalf's bill, co-sponsored by Democrat Dom Costa of Allegheny County, would fine employers who hire undocumented workers. While E-Verify is supposed to flag anyone using fake or expired documentation, clerical errors have caused problems, says Gene Barr, the president of the Pennsylvania Chamber of Business and Industry.
There have been cases in other states where someone has been terminated improperly because of that E-Verify system and the employer's liable for back wages, etc.
He says that makes employers skittish about the background checks. Immigration advocates also have concerns about false identification, pointing out that the system kicks out legal immigrants more than any other group. Andy Hoover of the Pennsylvania branch of the American Civil Liberties Union says mandating a national database also lays the groundwork for state surveillance, straight out of a George Orwell novel.
That's where you get into the problem that E-Verify, quite frankly, is the infrastructure for a national ID.
Mandatory E-Verify bills have been floated in Pennsylvania for at least 8 years with little movement. But the state did enact a law requiring all its contractors to use the program in 2012. A growing number of big companies, including Urban Outfitters, also use it voluntarily. Other immigration reforms in front of Pennsylvania's House include a bill to penalize cities that don't honor federal immigration hold orders and one to make sure undocumented immigrants aren't accessing benefits. Laura Benchoff, WHYY News.